I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. In a last-minute crunch before Thanksgiving, government accountants have cranked out some statistics today. Most of them show future growth for the economy. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what's statistic number one?
Well, let's start with durable goods. They were up 3.3% in October, and that is the best showing in more than a year. You've probably heard the definition. Durables are big ticket items, expensive things that are meant to last 3 years or more, things like computers and refrigerators and cars. The Wall Street expectation was only 0.8%, so 3.3% is really quite a jump. And, of course, it's good news for the manufacturing sector, which has been pummeled the last 2-3 years, because it means consumers and businesses are more confident that maybe we're not just in a recovery, but the economy might actually be expanding.
Mm. All right. Well, apparently we have more money to spend on these things, huh?
That's right. The government says that personal incomes were up 0.4%. It doesn't sound like much, but when you take that as an average, it's nothing to sneeze at. And it's been up for the last 4 months. So we're showing a trend here. And that could be good news for retailers, because perhaps if you have more money in your wallet, then you'll go out and buy more stuff.
Is there anything that the accountants find troubling out there?
Only minor. Personal spending actually held steady in October. But I talked to Mark Zandi this morning at economy.com, and he says he's not real worried about that.
Consumers paused a bit. They didn't spend as aggressively, but that's coming off a number of months of very, very strong spending. And all the raw materials are in place for better spending growth going forward. We've got more jobs. We've got more income. Confidence is up. The stock market's improved. House prices are rising strongly. So consumers will be out there spending.
And again, good news for retailers as we head into the holiday shopping season starting Friday, I guess. And he mentioned, you know, the jobs are better, and weekly claims for unemployment benefits dropped to their lowest level since January of 2001 last week. So another good sign.
He mentioned the housing market, too, said housing prices were good.
Right. And housing prices are still high. We did get another report today on new home sales, and it shows that they fell 3.5% last month. But, you know, some of that drop may be because of mortgage interest rates creeping up again. But the number, another number out today shows the applications for mortgages were up last week by almost 17%. So overall, good economic news heading toward the end of the year. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're going to look at whether those low-tech circular ads that you see in the newspapers the day after Thanksgiving, whether they really work wonders on your shopping psyche.
Okay, good. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.